WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore's listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump says President Biden is being let off the hook for possessing classified documents.
Joe Biden, his Department of Injustice, will bring zero charges against Crooked Joe, despite the fact that he willfully retained and disclosed troves of ultra-classified national security documents. Now, that's not what I've been hearing, and he's not under the Presidential Records Act, which is a big thing. I am.
Mr. Trump addressing a rally in Pennsylvania, he said the Biden administration benefits from a two-tiered justice system. Nikki Haley is vowing to stay in the presidential race despite her showing in two primaries last week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In Nevada's primary, Haley was the only candidate listed on the ballot, and she finished in second place behind none of these candidates. It was largely a symbolic vote with no delegates at stake. It's because Nevada's Republican Party held its own caucus on Thursday, which Donald Trump won. The former president also was victorious in the U.S. Virgin Islands. But Haley said she's not going anywhere, and her campaign says it's focused on South Carolina. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Egypt is threatening to suspend its historic peace treaty with Israel, nearly 50 years old now, if the Israeli-Gaza offensive expands into the densely populated border town of Rafah. The threat to suspend the Camp David Accords comes as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to send Israeli troops into Rafah. He says it is the only way they can rout out Hamas. A new IRS Inspector General report says the agency continued to give nearly 20 contractors access to sensitive IRS systems, despite the fact they failed their background checks as recently as this past July. No word is given on why this happened. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. And remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
A diplomatic rift between Ecuador and Russia appears to intensify as the European nation decides to ban some imports of bananas.
The two countries have been at loggerheads after Ecuador decided to transfer some of its old Russian military equipment to the United States. In exchange, the U.S. gave Ecuador $200 million in new military gear to fight the drug gangs that have been terrorizing the country. A Russian federal agency has announced it's banning imports from five Ecuadorian banana companies, claiming that a disease had been found in previous shipments of their fruits.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Turkish President Erdogan says one of the assailants who opened fire at an Istanbul campaign event for upcoming municipal elections has been caught. Erdogan condemned yesterday's attack that critically wounded one woman. He also praised the police and prosecutors for their work in tracking down the suspects. News and analysis at townhall.com. They have attended all the Super Bowls in person, and they're in Las Vegas again today to keep the streak alive.
The three friends say they're the final fans who can claim membership in the exclusive Never Missed a Super Bowl Club. They're Dan Christman of Maine, Gregory Eaton of Michigan, and Tom Henschel, who now splits his time between Florida and Pennsylvania. They're all in their 80s. This year would have made Eaton happy had his Detroit Lions made it to the big game. Even so, each treasures the memories of the games they've seen. As they take in Super Bowl 58, they're all hoping they could make it all the way to the 60th edition of the game 2 years from now. George Williams reporting.
For the first time, the NBA will play on glass. Part of All-Star Weekend at Indianapolis, including the entire All-Star Saturday night lineup, will be playing on a state-of-the-art full video LED court, which will be installed at Lucas Oil Stadium. The game is coming up shortly. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Front stall to the south. Several waves of low pressure keeping us with some rain through Tuesday. Showers scattered today. Temperatures near 50 this afternoon. Scattered showers tomorrow, 52. More rain Tuesday, 50 the high. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
All About Real Estate is sponsored by Margaret Rome. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for All About Real Estate with your host, Margaret Rome.
Good afternoon, Baltimore. This is Margaret Rome. This is All About Real Estate. It is already almost the middle of February, and the good news is I think the spring market is here. I've got buyers that are not waiting until April and May to go look at houses. They're out there looking at them now. They've returned to the market. Mortgage rates are holding steady, somewhere in mid to low sixes. If you're thinking about moving, what I call right sizing, go ahead. Take advantage of the current market. You can start your search. You can know what you want, so that when that house does come on the market, you are going to be ready, because you might not have time to think about it. Others who feel the same way about a house that you like may be able to get it faster than you. So if you're in the market, if you're looking to buy, and you find something that you really like, don't wait on it. Go ahead and make your offer before we get those multiple offers. Anybody who was in that multiple offer situation within the last few years know that it is absolutely not fun. Can you make a fast offer? Can you do a quick closing if that's what the seller needs? Is your proof of financing and your earnest money deposit available right now? If you're still waiting for the interest rates to drop, it may not happen. But if they do, you can always refinance. So, again, I think there's going to be heightened competition. I think we're going to again see multiple offers. I think we're going to see increases in prices. And again, we talked about you do not want to be in a multiple offer situation. You may not have time to do that home inspection. You may not have time to get your lender letter in place. Have that all ready right now. Again, this is Margaret Rome, all about real estate. If you'd like to talk to me, if you got a question about real estate, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680. When you guys call me, I am available to answer a lot of questions, whether it's on the radio or whether you're calling me, you know, during the week. And in order for me to understand your needs, I'm going to have to ask you a lot of questions. Now, of course, I'm going to answer your questions that you have. But if you're serious about buying, if you're serious about selling, there's lots of questions that I'm going to be asking you, because if you just call up and say, can I see this house on Thursday, I don't know if you're qualified. I don't know if that house is going to meet your needs. I've got to ask you lots of questions. So I'm going to start with the basics. I'm going to ask you if you're already working with an agent, if you've signed a buyer agency agreement. I'm going to try to find out what you must have in a house, whether it's the location, the school system, whether you need to be near transportation. Maybe it's the kind of lot. Maybe you want a completely manicured lot. Maybe you want a totally wooded lot and don't want to care for the land. Again, knowing what you want by my asking you these questions might help. It's also going to be me asking you about your financial situation. No, don't care how much money you make. Don't care how much you have saved up. Somebody will, though. Can you pay cash for it? Are you working with a lender? Does that lender know you well enough? So if you call them on Sunday morning and say, I'm looking at this house, can they have a letter ready for you that would convince the seller that you are financially able to buy that house? These are all kinds of questions that I'm going to be asking you. You've got to know, how much are you paying now for your rent, if that's what you're doing in rent, or your mortgage now? And what is the number you can afford for the new place? And then have that all figured out before you are ready to make that offer. And for sellers, it's just as important to ask these questions. Find out, when do you think you're going to have time to get your home ready to put it on the market? When are you going to have time to do the repairs that might need to be done before you put it on the market? When are the people who are living in the house, when will they be ready to move? Because that's pretty important. As I say, the time for you to move is when both you and your home are ready to go on the market. It can be any month of the year. So, again, asking those direct questions, it's vital for me to help the buyers and sellers. Have to be a little bit careful about how I ask you. I mean, I'm not going to come right out and say, well, how much money do you have and how much is in the bank? But I'm going to get to the bottom of that, or get you to a lender, so that those questions can be answered, so that you're not running around looking at properties that you cannot afford. So, again, I need to understand your needs. I will try to always ask you the right questions. And, again, my goal is to give you information. I will ask and answer your questions, but I will never call or contact you without your permission. I am there to give you information, and if you want to reach me now, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. One of the most asked questions? Well, there's two most asked questions. One, of course, is I get a phone call if they're looking at a specific property, and they'll say, how much is that house? That's the first. But the second question that I get the most often is it negotiable? In reality, I say, isn't everything in life negotiable? So we're talking about low offers. I have heard sellers, I have heard real estate agents say, that's a low ball offer. I won't consider that. I'm offended. The seller's offended by that offer. That, to me, is not an answer I'm going to give you. You cannot insult me with an offer, and you've heard me say this before. If the real estate agent and the buyer take the time to write that offer, to provide financial proof, to choose a lender, to select a title company, get their earnest money together, decide on all the different dates, including when they want to close and when they want to do inspections and when they want to sign all 40-some pages, that to me is not an insult. That to me is an offer. So, and I also don't allow, if my seller does feel it's an insult, that it's a low offer, I am not going to convey that message back to you, the buyer, or the buyer's agent. I'm going to explain to the seller that all the people that may have seen your house online or in person or in advertising who did not make that offer, they were the ones that were insulting. Of course, if the offer's unacceptable, even if you and the seller may think it's an insult, my favorite response is, the seller appreciates the offer, but no thank you. We will try to work with it. There are many, many offers that I have received and all of us have received over the years, and they have been low. We have been able to negotiate them, so it was a win-win for everyone. We have Victor in Silver Spring. Good after, Victor. Haven't talked to you for a while, Victor.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of problems. My fiance passed away 5 months ago.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I am so sorry. I know you had a lot of plans going with her.
Yeah. Anyway, one of the questions, I was sitting on my front porch, and somebody came up to me and said, I'm thinking of buying the house three doors down from you. Can you tell me what the neighborhood is like? And I said, yeah, the neighbors are very nice. They're quiet. You don't have to worry about somebody's barking dog at 2 in the morning or somebody throwing a party every Saturday night where the police have to come and tell them to calm it down, stuff like that. We're quiet, and we're friendly. And guy says, okay, well, I think I may buy the house after all.
Okay. So you gave him some good answers.
I gave him some good answers. He asked about the neighborhood, the neighbors, what are they like? That's what I would do if I were going to buy another house. I'd talk to the neighbors.
I think that's a great idea, and I think that's one of the suggestions that we as realtors need to give to our buyers is check out the neighborhood, and there are different ways to do that. One of the things I say, talk to neighbors like Victor. Take a walk through the neighborhood at different times, maybe in the evening, on weekends, when people are home. Check out the parking. Check out if there are barking dogs. Talk to people. If you ask a real estate agent, how's the neighborhood, they have to be very careful how they answer you. We cannot influence you by saying one neighborhood is good or one is better than the other. But you as the neighbor absolutely can, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, Victor.
Yeah. And it turned out that one of my real estate friends is an amateur radio operator, and he helped me find a house where I'm living now with good radio reception.
Right. I remember when you were looking And that's one of the things that you have to do before you can move anywhere is find out if you can get the reception you need for your ham radio, right?
Right.
Okay. So those are both good suggestions, and wonderful to know a few more questions that need to be asked. Anybody who's listening who's got questions about some of the items they should ask about or what's important to them, give us a call. You can reach us right here at 410-922-6680. Victor, thank you so much for calling in. I'm sorry about your loss. We'll talk to you soon. It's time for a break.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you want to experience one of the world's biggest, boldest ships and cruise the tropics with me, Bruce Elliott? This October 27th, 2024, you can get on board and travel the best overall cruise ship, Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas. Join me for a WCBM Radio week of adventures with world-class entertainment, full-day bliss under the sun, globe-trotting gourmet dining, a cocktail party, and drinks are on me. Three wonderful ports of call with seven relaxing nights. BTS Cruise and Tour has many discounts available directly through BTS Cruise and Tour. Early booking discounts, refundable deposit, transportation discounts, and savings for Crown and Anchor Society members. Call BTS Cruise and Tour today, 410-825-9887, for bookings or questions. That's 410-825-9887. There are also details at WCBM.com. All aboard!
Features may vary by ship. All itineraries are subject to change without notice. Ship's Registry, the Bahamas.
Kim decided not to place her blind 95-year-old mother in a nursing home. Kim wanted to personally take care of her mother 24-7, but having a full-time position at Salon 36, she thought it impossible. However, Kim posed her quandary to Salon 36 owner Eddie Seidel, and his response was, "Kim, you and your mom are family. Bring your mom here to work with you every day. We'll even put a bed in the back for her if you'd like." So mom, June Matrosini, accompanied her daughter to work for well over a year, all the while enjoying the company of her daughter, Salon 36 employees, and their patrons until she passed away. Come experience an atmosphere of true caring people. Pamper yourself or a loved one with one of the many spa packages now available at Baltimore's premier full-service and caring salon, Salon 36 in Owings Mills. 410-363-6900. That's 410-363-6900.
Celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For over 38 years, Rescue brand Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium Omega-3 fish oil supplements, are buy one, get one free, exclusively for American Heart Month. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3 to receive a second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50 to fortify your heart with a Rescue Omega-3.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
This is Drew Tignanelli of Money, Riches, and Wealth. Each Wednesday night at 6 p.m., I interview a guest on personal finances to help educate you. Listen Wednesday night at 6 p.m. to Money, Riches, and Wealth on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM. But they should be.
Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together. I'm talking about together now. Maybe I'll be there to shake your hand. Maybe I'll be there to share the land that they'll be giving away when we all live together.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And welcome back. You are listening to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome. We're talking about all the different questions that you need to ask, both as a buyer, both as a seller, as a real estate agent, to help move you closer to your real estate dreams. One of the questions I have been getting a lot in the last few weeks is about this half-acre lot that I have in Baltimore County. I am learning so much about what people need. There seems to be a real desire to own land that is buildable for a single-family residential home. If you've got a property with some land that you're thinking about selling, give me a call. Let me know. I have a lot of people who are looking for this, and it doesn't seem to be very much on the market. But the one that I'm about to tell you about is a half-acre lot. It is at the corner of Old Court Road and Windsor Mill. It is zoned residential. Again, it's a corner lot. There is already a garage on it, which makes it really convenient if you're going to build. You've got a place to start storing all of your supplies. If you'd like to know more about this, give me a call. If you'd like to buy a piece of land in Baltimore, build your own house, give me a call. But because of this half-acre lot, I am finding out that there is a need and a desire for lots, also for land that's for sale, also with homes that have decent lots on it. So if you're thinking about selling a property right now, if you've got some land, maybe it's in the family that you're not using it, maybe it's some farming land, give us a call. Let's see if now's not the time to let somebody else enjoy that instead of you. Other properties that I have, I've got a wonderful studio apartment in 11 Slade. It is turnkey. It is ready to go. It's even furnished if you want it. It's got a balcony. It's on the sixth floor. And the monthly fees cover all your utilities, your air conditioning, your water, your cable TV, valet parking, and it also includes taxes because it's a co-op. If you're thinking about a furnished studio or unfurnished studio, give us a call. Again, you can reach us after the show, 410-530-2400. And speaking about houses that have really nice land around them, I have one at 3436 Halcyon Road. That's in Stevenson, which is a zip code 21153. This is a farmhouse. It's an old farmhouse, very unusual looking home in this area. It's exciting. It's got five or six bedrooms. It's got lots and lots of windows, so it's quite bright. It's got a couple of primary master suites. One is on the top floor. The entire top floor is like a gigantic bedroom with its own bathroom and lots of light, as I was mentioning. Again, 3.5 baths, 4 levels. The really exciting thing about this property is that it's sitting on 2.6 acres. These are level acres in Stevenson. That is worth a lot. So if you're interested in Stevenson with a great lot, give me a call. You can call us on the show right now, 410-922-6680. Or again, you can call me after the show or text me, 410-530-2400. Another really magnificent property that I have is located in the Falstaff area. It's 3500 Falstaff Road. Take a drive by it. It's probably one of the nicest homes in the area. It is an all-brick, stately colonial with slate roof in immaculate condition. There have been two additions. There are rooms on the first floor that are sunrooms or family rooms or extra bedrooms, offices, whatever you might need, extra space there, three generous-sized bedrooms upstairs with two baths up there, and it has, you've heard me say, this curved fireplace that in itself is a piece of art. All of these properties are on my website, homerome.com or margaretrome.com, or any of these properties. If you can't remember that, you can always just Google any of these addresses and you'll find the properties. Then call me and let me know what other questions that you have for them. Another property that I have is a two-bedroom, two-bathroom condominium on the third floor at 7121 Park Heights Avenue, granite kitchen, granite bathrooms, really ready to move in also, balcony. Give me a call if you're interested in any of the properties that I am sharing with you right now. And again, buyers, I have so many buyers right now. If you've got a home that you're thinking about selling or that you know might be coming on the market, I need a home that has at least one bedroom on the first floor that has a minimum of a two-car garage. A three-car or more would really be ideal. I think any home right now with a garage, I've probably got a buyer for it. Give me a call. I also need a fourth floor condo in the quarry on Travertine. If you're thinking about selling a home on Travertine in the quarry, top floor, I've got buyers that are waiting right now. They could purchase immediately or they could give you time. They're just looking to secure this type of property. And I need all kinds of houses. I need them in any kind of condition. I've got people who really, really want to rehab a home. They want to get in at a reasonable price so that they can do their repairs and fix it the way they want to. If you've got a home that you say, I just don't want to do anything to get my house ready to put on the market, give me a call. We've got people who are ready to do that. You can still get a great price for the house right now without that care and extra money and physical effort to upgrade and rehab it. So if you're thinking about any house right now in the Baltimore area that you are thinking about selling, if you know of one that you say, this is going to be too hard to sell or it's too much work to do, as you know, these are the kinds I love. So call me after the show and I would be delighted to share with you. As I'm going around and looking with the buyers right now, I'm finding lots of other homes on the market. Maybe I've already seen or maybe I have that home that you're looking for. And again, you can reach me after the show. You can reach me at 410-530-2400. I read recently an article, I believe it was in Inman, and they're using a term called boomer shift, boomer, like boomers, and what kind of impact it's having on the market. many people are saying that homeowners should take advantage of this opportunity. They're talking about this boomer shift that many, many seniors are planning to downsize right now. And according to experts, there are more than half of the people that are over half of the people who are 50 or more own over 70% of the homes. That's what's saying, that your mature people have the real estate. But what I'm finding, yes, they may be putting their house on the market, and it would seem like millions of homes should be coming on the market. And then if that happens, the numbers of homes that are available, you know, we've got plenty for everybody. However, I don't think it's right time for you to be waiting for this boomer shift. Maybe it's time to start looking for a house now, because even though this boomer shift may be coming, we don't know when. And if you plan to buy a home, start now. I'm finding, and I think a lot of people are finding, that the boomers are not as anxious to sell as the other people when they were at the same age. They look at retirement different. A significant number of the boomers will continue to work as long as possible, because they enjoy it, because they want something to do, or they've got the financial concerns. And not all boomers, I'm finding, are going to downsize. They're not going to move, all of them, to retirement communities. What I am finding is that these boomers, who you would think would be downsizing and moving to smaller homes, are actually, they are changing their current homes. They prefer to modify where they are, or to upsize their home, or to buy bigger and better. They are planning to stay home more. Many of them have moved out of what we would already think was their large homes, only they haven't gone to a smaller home. They've gone to a larger home, but it's been a home that has the amenities that they want. Again, maybe it's that first floor primary. Maybe it is the garage. All of the things that they would like to have and they've been thinking about, and figuring that their best life is yet to come, and they are not ready to go to the small places that we think that is going to happen right now. So think about that. Give us a call. We've got lots of people who are ready to buy a house. We've got a lot of people who are thinking about buying a home. I may already have that person for you, and I'm hoping that if you've got a question about this, give me a call. You can reach me after the show, 410-530-2400. You can reach me after this break, 410-922-6680.
This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Lots of clouds, some wet weather, and cooler temperatures. That is what we are dealing with today into tomorrow. The showers today scattered. Temperatures slowly cooling to near 50 this afternoon. Overnight, we're dry. Low 40s tonight. Tomorrow, another cloudy day. More scattered showers, 52. And widespread rain starts the day Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening because you're either in the market to buy a home that's just right for you, or perhaps you'd like to sell your home. You might even be a real estate agent yourself, looking for some pointers. Welcome, and please allow the owner of Home Rome Realty, Margaret Rome, to work directly with you, and have your real estate transaction be highly pleasant and a positive, life-changing experience. This former head nurse, ceramic artist, and talk show host has over 20 years' experience helping buyers and sellers make their real estate dreams come true. Margaret instinctively walks you through every step of the process without stress and has the entire buying or selling experience flow as smooth as possible. Margaret's also an author. Her book, Real Estate the Rome Way, made Trulia's top 10 list of real estate book publications. That alone speaks volumes. So if you're selling your home or looking to purchase the right home for you, Margaret Rome lives real estate and has proudly built a solid reputation for helping people buy or sell both typical and highly unique properties, all the while remaining one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. You're listening to Margaret's weekly live call-in program, All About Real Estate, airing every Sunday at 12 noon here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Feel free to view all of Margaret's property listings at homerome.com. That's HOMEROME.com. Or call her cell phone at 410-530-2400. That's 410-530-2400.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-961-1981. 800-961-1981. 800-961-1981. That's 800-961-1981.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Forget about Macy's, Kohl's, or Target. The real deal for merchandise is at the WCBM store. Go to WCBM.com, that's WCBM.com, and explore the wide range of goods that we have for our WCBM listeners, like mugshot tees, hoodies, duffel bags, and so much more. Explore our unique collection and get some of our swag. Get yours now and own a piece of the conversation at the WCBM store, WCBM.com.
And now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. I'm trying to figure out what Noah's doing with the music right now. Maybe he'll explain it to me later. But we're having fun here in the studio. Someone talked to me about, we had a home that had a fireplace, and the fireplace had never been used by the seller, and the buyers checked it, and there was something wrong with it, but we had disclosed it, you know, pretty much that the fireplace was as is, and since the seller had never used it. So I thought maybe I would give you some tips on fireplaces, and I think they can be awesome. I've got people who won't buy a house without a fireplace. I have people who won't buy a house with a fireplace. I have people who won't buy a wood burning fireplace. I have others that won't buy a wood stove or a gas fireplace. People really have very specific wants and needs when it comes to their fireplaces. So the main thing is that you want to make sure that they're safe, that they're working. Sometimes that chimney can get clogged up with, if it's being used with soot, and creosote. It needs to be professionally clean. You also need to be careful that your chimney caps are on and in good condition to keep critters out and to keep water out. I have seen where animals have nested inside the chimney, clogged it up. You go to use your fireplace, your house fills up with smoke because there's no place for it to go. So when you're using a fireplace, make sure you're burning dry wood, seasoned wood. Always keep an eye on it. Do not leave a burning open fireplace ever. A good idea is to have glass doors put on with the heat-proof glass, that kind of a safety feature. You can even get a special fan that goes inside. One of the brands, I think, is called a Heatilator that circulates the heat from the fireplace out into the room, because if you understand the way a fireplace works, when you light a fire, it's not only taking and giving warm air out, it is taking the warm air inside of your house and taking it out. So a fireplace not used properly can actually make your home feel colder, because it might be. Remember that you want to make it feel cozy and warm. Sometimes when you're using the fireplace, make sure that you know, like with the gas fireplace, you might want to try that. First of all, it's much easier to use. You just flip a switch, and there are, again, wood-burning stoves and pellet stoves and all kinds of other heating devices. If you lose your power, it's wonderful to have a wood stove or a wood-burning fireplace. Any questions about fireplace safety, if you want to add to this, if you wanted to share any ideas or comments that you have. I remember many, many years ago, we went on vacation. We drove up the New England shore, and we stopped at a place that had this lovely fireplace. You know what's coming right now. We forgot to open the flue. We lit the fire, and what happens? You fill the room with smoke. Very dangerous. Once you do that, you can almost guarantee that you won't do it again. So make sure that flue is open. Make sure it's clean before you use it, and enjoy it. I mean, sometimes even in the warmer months, if you've got a gas fireplace and you have a chilly evening, it's kind of nice to flip that on. So, again, so many people are asking for very specific things in houses. As I mentioned, special storage. Garages are a big item right now. I've got people who are waiting for homes. If you've got anything that's got three or more garages right now, I've got buyers waiting for them. They almost don't care what the house looks like. I remember one time I had a house. It had a four-car garage. The gentleman had lost his wife maybe 20 years earlier, and he had done absolutely nothing to the house, but he had this magnificent four-car garage. It had heat. It had air conditioning in it. He collected unique and classic cars, but he neglected totally the house. He did nothing to the house since his wife had passed away, which had probably been 20 years. I mean, the curtains hanging in the house were dry rotted. It was in not movable shape. So the way I advertise this house is that we have a four-car garage that happens to have a house on it. And I photographed the classic cars that were in the garage. I did a blog on them. and we had people come to see it. And I remember the guys were saying they had to have the garage. Everything was perfect about the garage. And the wife was saying, I can't live in this house. And the guys were saying, don't worry. If I can have this garage, you can do anything you want in the house. So that's what I'm finding is so important to so many people, that you have a garage. Most of our homes in Baltimore don't have them, but these are a big selling point. Also, if you have the area to build one, make that known. Maybe before you sell your house, go ahead and get plans. Go ahead and find out what it would cost to do that. Get a contractor to draw it up. That might be a really good selling point. Or maybe if you've got a carport, what will it cost to enclose it so that it would be usable as a garage? So those are some of the things that we need. Again, I need houses, all price range, all conditions. I've got out-of-town buyers who are looking for homes in the 21208, 21209 area. I need properties that aren't even habitable. I have buyers who really are ready to just redo a house, put their own sweat equity into it, and bring the house back to life. Give me a call after the show if you might have this kind of property. We are going to take another quick break, and we will be right back. You're listening to Margaret Rome, all about real estate, 410-530-2400.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you want to experience one of the world's biggest, boldest ships and cruise the tropics with me, Bruce Elliott? This October 27th, 2024, you can get on board and travel the best overall cruise ship, Royal Caribbean's Symphony of the Seas. Join me for a WCBM Radio week of adventures with world-class entertainment, full-day bliss under the sun, globe-trotting gourmet dining, a cocktail party, and drinks are on me. Three wonderful ports of call with seven relaxing nights. BTS Cruise and Tour has many discounts available directly through BTS Cruise and Tour. Early booking discounts, refundable deposit, transportation discounts, and savings for Crown and Anchor Society members. Call BTS Cruise and Tour today, 410-825-9887, for bookings or questions. That's 410-825-9887. There are also details at WCBM.com. All aboard!
Beaches may vary by ship. All itineraries are subject to change without notice. Ships Registry, the Bahamas.
Whether buying or selling, let Margaret Rome, broker and owner of Home Rome Realty, make your real estate transaction one of the most pleasant experiences you might have. Margaret knows how to make every transaction as smooth as possible. A real estate author with her 2008 publication of Real Estate the Rome Way, a book that landed at the number 9 spot on Trulia's list of top 10 real estate books in 2008. Real Estate the Rome Way is the ultimate guidebook for anyone involved in a real estate transaction, including new agents and seasoned professionals. Margaret Rome knows real estate and has built a solid reputation as one of the top realtors in the Baltimore area. Listen to her weekly program, All About Real Estate, noon Sundays on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. View listings at homerome.com. Read her daily blog or call 410-530-2400.
Join Matthew Alwan for Wealth Without Risk Sunday at 1 p.m. Learn how you can become safe financially before and during your retirement. Wealth Without Risk, Sundays at 1 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it.
These are important moments, and this is news.
Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A summer's day, laughing and hiding, chasing love.
Now more of All About Real Estate with Margaret Rome on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to All About Real Estate. This is Margaret Rome, 410-530-2400. Some of the questions that I am getting during the week, for instance, if you have a home in another state that maybe you're there for 6 months and a day, your driver's license is, your address is in another state and not Baltimore, not in Maryland, there is a 8% tax that you need to be aware of, the withholding for non-resident sellers. If you've got a question about that, there is a special form to fill out. I can give you the name of the form. I can give you, or I can send it to you. It's a Maryland Return of Income Tax Withholding for Non-Resident Sale of Real Estate. And if you're going to fill it out, I do believe that it has to be done 90 days before the date of sale, so that you possibly can take care of that. Otherwise, the title company at settlement will have to take out that 8% tax. Doesn't mean you can't get it back, but that's a big chunk of money at the settlement table if you weren't aware of that ahead of time. And let's see. My goodness. You know, some people are saying that maybe it's not the right time to sell. And again, it depends. Again, if you and your house are ready, then that's when it's time. But it's also very important that sellers, potential sellers, their family members, lots of people play a significant role in decision making. Adult children sometimes try to convince their parents to leave before they're ready. Maybe they want them to move to a condo. Maybe they want them to move to an adult community. Sometimes this is going to be the right decision, but not always. And I'm getting a fair amount of calls from people who are asking for help to make a decision what to do with their parents. My suggestion is don't wait until it's too late. I have someone right now whose parents really need to be in a facility. They can no longer care for themselves. And this is the kind of information I'd like to get out for you. I do have people that I can refer you to that can help you make the decision of where to go, the kind of care you need, what your finances will cover, what level of care you need, or maybe you just want to be in a place that you can just continue to live but not have to cook and not have to clean and not have to drive. And as I call them, maybe it's like an adult summer camp with all the activities that you could think of that might be fun to do. I know I've talked to quite a few people who have moved who were very, very skeptical about moving. They just didn't want to leave their house. They didn't want to go, quote, to where the old people are. And once they have gotten there, they have said on more than one occasion, why did we wait so long to make this move? We love it. We're glad. We like not having the work and the care and the feeding of a home. And they are very, very happy. Does not mean that everybody who does that is ecstatic. But if you have any questions about buying, about selling, about going to a different kind of living where you might need some extra help, give me a call. Again, you can reach me at 410-530-2400. Margaret Rome. See you next week.
Stimulating talk. Breaking news on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.